That's a brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's corner, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
You are listening to the Must Listen To show.
Yeah.
The one, the only.
Mm-hmm.
The top show.
The top show. Yes.
Yeah.
True. True that. We agree.
We agree.
We agree with that statement.
The one, the only.
V-A-R
show. With your host that does the most.
Yeah.
The one that's always at his post.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Stones.
And with him is the host who always has something to say.
The host from the?
From the East Bay.
Oh, not West Coast. Oh, man.
I had to make it like rhyme. No, I mean, always popping all day, every day.
Yeah.
DJ Sticks.
Yeah.
We have an insane show today.
We got an insane show.
Full of surprises.
Full of some big surprises, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But before we get into any of those,
let's listen to these tunes.
Stay updated, stay entertained with Active FM on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else. Engage with us, like, post, comment, share them out, retweet, and repost. Spread the word. Active FM. Radio has never been better.
We are back
with the heat.
Yeah, like a heat whore.
Like a heat whore.
Like a heat whore.
All right. All right.
Bad joke.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
But you know who's not doing bad?
Who's not doing bad?
Xavi Alonso's Bayern Leverkusen.
My gosh.
Yes, we turned that into a segue.
Smooth segue.
Smooth segue.
3 points for that one. Which is exactly what they got
this weekend as they beat the one, the only, the leaders of German football, Bayern Munich.
For the past, like, yeah, they've been leading for the past like 10 years.
Yeah, when it's easier to tell you when last they led than when last they didn't lead.
Yeah. Literally.
Literally.
The last time they led was last season.
Yes.
Yeah. And the last time they didn't lead, we don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Was I even born?
No.
Probably was. But anyway. So Bayern Leverkusen, Bayern 04.
Yeah, the 04.
The 04s. The 44s.
Yes.
They have been tearing up Europe. We've spoken about them before. And they've been on lockdown.
Locking down teams.
Undefeated. The only undefeated team in Europe. And, you know, they've been going at it, you know. You know, RB Leipzig.
Lockdown.
Borussia Mönchengladbach.
Lockdown.
Molde FK.
Lockdown.
Wolfsburg.
Lockdown.
Frankfurt.
Lockdown.
Hoffenheim.
Lockdown.
Werder Bremen.
Lockdown.
Union Berlin.
Lockdown.
Eintracht Frankfurt.
Lockdown.
And if it wasn't bad that they did it once, RB Leipzig.
Again.
Lockdown.
Yeah.
They've been either winning or drawing in every single competition they've been playing in. And it's not just the Bundesliga.
My gosh.
They're in the DFB.
Pokal.
They're in the UEFA Europa League.
And the scorelines that I'm seeing here, I don't know how many 4-0s I've seen.
Yeah.
Just scrolling. 8-0.
Their first 5-1. Game for the season, they won 8-0. And that was in the first round of the FB Pokal. And you're like, okay, no, it's a small team.
Yeah,
you know, they're lucky.
Yeah,
then, no, they end up beating Leipzig 3-2. Gladbach 3-0. Darmstadt 98. Yeah. 5-1. Then they drew 2-2 with Bayern.
Mm-hmm.
And then they beat that one German team's name that I can't say that starts with the K.
Yeah.
What is it?
Cologne.
I can't actually say Cologne. But anyway,
Cologne.
They beat them 3-0.
So they've just been going.
They've been going.
There goes a 5-1. My gosh.
It's quite crazy to see. Like, you go look at them on the log.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are they first, but they have, I think, what is it, a plus 40.
Plus 40 goal difference.
Goal difference.
Plus 41, to be precise. But it's insane.
So they have scored about, I think, what is it, 55 goals.
And only conceded
14.
This is the entire season.
So we are on match day 21.
So far. So that's less than a goal. Yeah.
That's about two goals a game, three goals a game.
That they're scoring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, like, I'm going to just pull out my calculator right now and I'm going to calculate this.
To give you accurate stats. Give you
accurate stats, because you know I'm the statistics.
That you can so go they've so
scored
off
55 game. They've scored in 55. They've scored 55 goals.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And they've only played 21 games.
21 games.
They have scored 2.6 goals per game.
If you basically round it off, that's like three goals per game.
On average.
That is
crazy.
And they scored three against Harry Kane's.
Only team to score more goals. And I'm not obviously talking about the goal difference. I'm talking about goals scored.
Yeah,
right?
Goals scored.
The only team to score more goals against, like to score more goals in this season, is Bayern Munich with elite striker Harry Kane.
Elite striker Harry Kane, who just couldn't stop scoring.
And it's quite crazy because you go look at Borussia Dortmund's side, you know. They have some good players. I'm going to go into the starting 11 that played against Bayern Munich, right?
Yeah.
And we go into their starting 11. They have some decent players, but these are not, like, compared to what Bayern has, you know. You have...
Mm-hmm.
Come on,
Why do you put yourself in these situations?
To always be the guy.
Confidence.
To go in.
Confidence.
So at goal, they have Haradaski. I'm probably butchering his name. In defense, they have Tapsoba. On the other side, they have
Hinkapi. I'm sorry, that's not how you say it.
In front of him, as a wing, the I believe he's a right wing back.
Yeah,
they have none other than Alex Grimaldo.
Yeah,
and he has been a star this year.
He's the top rated player in this team.
He's been
according to
crazy good.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna go through everyone, but like for me, standout players has been Fritz. Mm-hmm. It has been obviously Frank Poe. It has been Grimaldo. And they've been doing very well. And obviously the player who didn't play this in this game, he wasn't in the starting lineup, nor in the bench, none other than Boniface.
Oh, Boniface, all right.
Who's injured until the 1st of April.
But this is a good side.
But it's a great side, because even without their key striker, you know, their main striker, they still they played very well. They played very dominant against Bayern Munich. They might not have had the ball the most, but they had 14 shots with 8 on target against Bayern Munich's 9 shots and 1 on target.
Proper stuff.
Quite crazy.
Proper stuff.
They had 5 tackles won, right? And they had a 38% rate against Bayern Munich's 9, which was 45. Bayern Munich's keeper has had to make more saves at 5 keeper saves to Leverkusen's 1.
Keeper so far. Wow. 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 What kind of football are they playing?
I haven't really gotten
time to go and like research.
They play very
direct.
I saw something about it and I'm just trying to remember. So they play very similar. If you're wanting to find a similar team to a team that lost this weekend to Real Madrid, What's that team called?
Cadiz.
No, the one that Pep's brother owns.
Girona.
They play very similar to Girona. Where they have a lot of people moving around out of position play, and that we actually must do a show on that where we go more in depth in it. But the closest thing I can say they play to is how Girona plays. But less Pep-like, if I can say. And you can literally see the influences of coaches that he's had over the time. You can see a bit of Pep in him. You can see the defensive capability of Jose in him.
I actually saw something where it was Jose speaking about Xavi and like how he thinks he'll be a great coach. So Xavi Alonso's dad was a coach. So he grew up like Jose Mourinho under a father who was a coach. At Real Madrid, he was coached by Jose. He was coached by Ancelotti. At Bayern, he was coached by Pep. Liverpool, by Rafa Benitez. So basically, he has like... And then Jose said, yeah, obviously, you know him. He's like, if he just takes all of that and then he combines it, I'm sure he'll be good.
He's literally fine. He's the product of football.
My gosh.
The football manager.
Football knowledge drilled into him. He's the ultimate.
And, you know, if we're going to be talking about teams that have been doing very well this season, you know.
We have to mention Man City. Like, you know, we have just made it 10 wins in a row now.
Talking about a team that has been doing better than expected this season. Not teams that are doing worse than expected this season.
Okay.
It's 16th place in the...
16th?
Yeah. Now, hear me out before you're going to start judging me. So, these two teams are both 16 and the other one is 17th. And the teams are Nottingham Forest and Luton Town.
Okay.
So I'm going to start with the 16th place one, Nottingham Forest, you know, who came out of a defeat this weekend against Newcastle, right? Losing against Newcastle 3-2.
These teams.
Now let me explain why
all right,
I'm impressed with Nottingham Forest.
Yes.
Because Nottingham Forest came out of this game with 13 shots. 3 on target.
13 shots.
3 on target.
Against Newcastle, wow.
Right? Making 365 passes with a 79% pass accuracy. Now, why am I giving you these stats? Because obviously, go watch the game, you'll see it for yourself. For a team like Nottingham Forest, they didn't sit back and take it.
No way.
They went for it.
Yeah.
This team is now playing like Wolves in the 2016 season.
When they first came in. They first came in.
They're playing like Wolves that kept beating Man City out of nowhere.
We just didn't know how to stop them. Back to back.
And that's the thing. Like, they're playing in a way that they are doing the expectation. They got goals from Anthony Elanga and Callum Hudson-Odoi with a beautiful goal.
Mm. Yeah, proper stuff.
And he needed a Bruno Guimaraes. Now, the goal they scored, Bruno Guimaraes scored in the 66th minute, could have been prevented. I think there was a lot of ball watching that took place and nobody covered up the space and they allowed him to shoot.
Yeah.
But they did fan-flipping-tastic.
Yeah, no, you'll probably never see like Nottingham Forest thrashing, as in them getting thrashed like 5-0, 6-0.
Yeah.
They'll always have something to say. They'll always have goals that they're going to go for. And I mean, even a player like Ross Barkley, who's been quiet for some time, but this season he's just decided, you know what? I am here.
I think he was the best purchase for the next team you're about to speak about, which is Luton.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's one of the key differences for Luton.
No, he is.
Because, like, even Luton, it's not even the fact that they've been winning or losing. It's the fact that, like, they've been bringing the fight now.
They have something to play for.
They lost 3-1 against Sheffield United. And that's, you're like, oh, but look, that's how it is. But then you go look at the week before that, or the match day before that, where they drew 4-4 with Newcastle.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
You could be like, no, but look, you know, Newcastle is, you know, they're struggling. They're going thin. They beat Brighton 4-0. Mm. They beat Everton in the FA Cup 2-1.
Everton is tough this season.
They almost beat Chelsea and they ended up losing 3-2 to Chelsea.
I mean, just listen to that magic. That is magic right there. For a team like Luton, who is basically supposed to be last place, no hope.
With the budget that they had going the season,
my God,
they were first half victors against Man City, beating them 1-0 going to the first half. Then second half, obviously, if you have a team with Bernardo Silva and Jack Grealish, you're going to come back.
It's
a given.
It's just life.
It's how it is.
Yes.
You know?
At this point.
Yeah.
My gosh.
But these two teams have been outstanding in their performance.
Mm-hmm. No, they've been really fighting and they've really brought meaning. You know, what we've been saying about the Premier League, we can honestly say these two teams have kept that flag. They're raising the flag high. No fear. Doesn't matter if your name is Newcastle or Brighton, we're going to go for you and we're going to try and do our best.
And I'm going to end it off with something controversial. You put Nottingham Forest in La Liga, they top six. Easy.
Easy. Top six, yes.
Maybe
yes.
Even top three.
No.
Top four.
No. You put Barca in the Premier League, they in trouble. You put Barca in the Premier League, Barca is in trouble.
They're not even top six.
That I will say.
And honestly, the reason for this, I'm not even saying it because out of biasness and stuff,
no,
right?
No.
In order to stay in the top six of the Premier League,
you need
consistency.
Crazy amount of consistency.
And you need squad depth.
And luck.
Sometimes it boils down to luck. Because like if I go look at the current top six in the Premier League, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at teams that have like either good depth and good consistency. Liverpool at number one. In the last five games, they had one loss, right? Now hear this. Are you ready for this? Number two, Man City. Number two, right?
Number two, Man City, yes.
Five wins out of five.
Last five games, clean.
That's number two.
In the Premier League.
In the Premier League.
Right now.
Right now. Mm-hmm. Number three is Arsenal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Arsenal currently have two losses in the last five games, with their last three games being victories. Number four, Tottenham. Two draws in their last five games, with the last games, three games being victories.
Mm.
Aston Villa, right? Two losses, one draw. And then number six is Man United. The point difference between number one and number two is 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
The between number two and three is 3 points.
3 points.
Yeah. So.
My gosh.
The difference between
Liverpool and Arsenal.
No, the difference between between Man City and Arsenal is 3 points. So five between them and the top. Between number three and four is 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's 1 point. Sorry. Right, 47, 46, and then between number five and number six, it's what? It's a lot. 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46. It's about 7 points.
Wow.
8 points.
Hmm.
And all of these teams, in order for them to be there, they need consistency.
Yeah.
Like, they need to be playing top-level football every week. And just to show you guys what I mean, because you're like, yeah, but that's every league. You need to be consistent in every league, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to La Liga, right? Now, hear me out. Hear me out before people start judging me. Would you say you are happy with the level Barca has been playing?
No, not even close.
So at this level, Barca has currently, at 50 points, has lost one game. And have had 4 wins in their last 5 games, and they had 50 points, right?
Mm.
They've currently scored 30 goals and have been scored 17 goals, right?
They've conceded 17.
They've conceded 17 and they've scored 30.
30?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let me just number six has scored 31 goals and has been scored 32 goals. And that's an awful Man United. Right?
Yeah.
The team above them have scored 49 goals and have let in 30 goals. The team above them has scored 51 goals and has let in 36. The team above them has scored 47 goals. What am I trying to say? In order to be a high performance team in the Premier League, you need to be able to score a lot of goals.
Can I just solidify your point?
Yeah.
So Barca is currently number 3 with 30 goals scored.
Yeah.
There are only 4 teams in the Premier League that have scored less than 4 goals than less than 30 goals in the Prem.
Yes.
Less than 4. There is only 4 that have scored less than 30.
Yeah.
In the entire Premier League. So yeah.
No, the Premier, like when I tell people the Premier League is hard. Like, I think we even had the debate on this show. You can go listen to the show previously. What I tell them is what people don't understand is a Man City v. Luton is not the same
as a Barca v.
As a Barca, and I'm gonna look for somebody who's currently at that place. It's not like a Barca v. Mallorca or Celta Vigo. Mm. Trust me.
No, it's not.
Luton is a fighter.
It's different levels, I'd say. And you don't have a guaranteed win in the Premier League. Burnley, the game this past weekend with Liverpool and Burnley, I was listening to some pundits earlier on. They were saying that no. We don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We don't know. Liverpool is playing home, we know, but still, we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen.
Unless it's Man City, I wouldn't bet on Premier League games.
Yeah.
Yeah, Man City.
Personally.
If you have De Bruyne in your squad, you know?
I mean, Man City also has their days. If it's Man City and Crystal Palace, don't bet.
Don't bet. There's
some spiritual stuff happening there. I don't know. We need to still investigate.
The only game you can bet on is if it's Man City v Burnley. Because I feel like Pep just makes it a thing of I need to beat company.
Yeah, 6-7.
To show him that, you know, I'm the master here. You know,
City, it's Crystal Palace and Tottenham. Those teams have our numbers, I'm telling you right
now. And I'm telling you now, like, it's just a different ball game. Yeah. And I tell people, like, people like, oh no, if England is so good, why aren't they winning so many UEFAs? I'm like, England is so good, that's why they're not winning UEFAs.
Because in England, it's going down every week.
I tell people, you take a team like West Ham, in order for them to win, was it Europa or the Conference League? Mm. One of the two. In order for them to win that, they almost got relegated.
They almost got relegated. Literally, they almost got relegated. Had to sacrifice.
You know?
There's a reason why Man City, as soon as they make about 6 points in the UEFA, they start playing their B team.
Yeah.
In the other games. Like, literally B team.
You can't do it.
Teams, players make their debut for City in the Champions League.
Yes.
Not in the Prem. They all started Rico Lewis. They all started in the Champions League.
If you can make it in the Champions League, you can make it in the Prem.
Exactly.
No jokes. But that is it for this show. I hope you enjoyed.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope you guys are happy.
Mm-hmm.
And with that said and done,
we are back next week. Same time, same place.
Signing out.
Peace.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.